Thank you, Vicki.
You're welcome.
Okay. Well, let's get through some of the business we can here quickly. We've got the minutes from the June 2nd meeting. Hopefully everyone has had a chance to review those. And can we get a motion on those?
Do we need to call to order? Is that important, Mr. Chairperson?
I'm sorry. I did that, and then I said start the recording.
Pardon me.
We'll call to order, and then... Okay. On to agenda item two, then.
Okay, this is Doug. I'll approve the minutes of the June 2nd meeting. I move to approve them.
Thank you. I'll second that. Any other discussion on that?
Yeah, only briefly. I had to leave about two-thirds of the way through, but I did review them, and I thought that it was a fairly productive meeting, and I thank the chair for that.
Okay. Then all in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye from Brad. Matt, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm here. I'm just going to abstain because I didn't read through them exactly all. I got to read the exact language, so let's just abstain for now.
All right, we just need two. That's good enough. And if you go through them, Matt, later on and find something that you think needs to be changed, then bring it back up for the next meeting. That's fine.
Okay.
Then on to item three, the approval of the loans for this time. Crossing our T's and dotting our I's. These have been examined by the Attorney General's Office for proper public purpose?
They have.
Good. Okay. This is Doug. I'll move the adoption of the approval of those loans.
Okay, I'll second that. This is Matt.
Okay. Any discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye. This is Doug.
Aye, Matt.
Okay. And then aye from Brad as well. So that carries. Then, we didn't have any old business on this agenda. Some new business, something I put on, number four. I'm not prepared at this point. I haven't decided how I feel about this, so I haven't put it on as a motion, but just as a discussion item. We've gotten into some pretty heavy issues regarding staff, regarding timber management and things. I think that we've had some trouble on the phone conversations. It can be hard to hear at times. It's hard to tell when somebody's done talking, and sometimes we run into this problem where we interrupt each other and we're all apologizing. It's a lot easier when you're around the table. I'm considering the potential for having in-person meetings when we're going to have non-standard type agenda items. Like I said, I haven't made up my mind on this. It's just something I'm considering. I think it could be more productive for us.
Yeah, this is Doug. I think it's a useful thing to think about. Of course, we're all busy, and we end up calling in from hospitals or wherever. But I think in principle, particularly if there are some agenda items that require us to really kind of focus on it and listen to each other, that might be a good idea occasionally.
Yeah.
This is Matt. Well, I get the concept. I don't disagree with the general concept. My concern would be, obviously there's three of us on this board, and, what if one of us can't be there? Obviously, if Howell had an incident where he had to be in the hospital, and obviously that comes first, your health. I wouldn't want to, and yet he was able to, facilitate and take a part in the meeting. I'd hate to not have somebody be a part of a meeting simply because they can't be there, so.
I'm probably the one who has it the easiest to send a surrogate. So it's easy for me to say, hey, you got to have somebody be there in person or have a representative. That's simplest for me. So I do appreciate that that's harder for both of you. So it's just the discussion I opened up.
A question, which I never have known the answer to, Brad. You mentioned a surrogate. Under the rules, I don't know if we're allowed to have someone else vote on our behalf at these meetings.
Yeah.
I don't know. We ought to find out, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to see if there's any place that has some lawyers around to look into it.
Anyway, I'm not making a big deal about that, but maybe we ought to have the Attorney General or maybe Tom look into that.
We'll take a peek at that somewhere off outside this meeting, and let's see, it's a good point. That's all I really have on this right now. I haven't made up my mind because I'm going to get myself in a bind too. I'm not really prepared to necessarily have someone else cover these meetings for me anyway. I think what we're doing is important, and I like the continuity of all three of us working our way through these things. So I haven't made up my mind. It's just a kind of, that's all I had. Anybody else have anything else you want to add on that? Okay. Then on to item 5. So we are getting into a little meatier topic. By way of introduction, several members of my staff and I went up to Northwoods 3 weeks ago. I lose track of time here, but some weeks ago, and we did a couple things. We went out with a forester named Dick Krause and Steve Guthrie, and we did a tour of the Mud Lake site. We had lots of mosquitoes. We found some. We are still finding ticks on me 3 days later, and I think it's going to be a rough year. But then it started pouring rain, which we're actually grateful for because that knocked the mosquitoes down. But anyway, we toured the site, and then we also spent some time afterward going through the concerns that that the two foresters we met with had. And then the next day we spent some time, unfortunately a brief time, at the Lake Tomahawk headquarters and met with some staff there, and along with a couple of other experts from the governor's task force on forestry. And I've had considerable time to talk with the executive secretary since that visit, and I had put this item on the agenda, and at the same time she and John had been, and the Lake Tomahawk staff had been having some discussions about this, and they've kind of short-circuited the discussion a bit. And I think, and you've all seen the summary that Tia put with the agenda packet, and hopefully you caught there the conclusion that they've decided to step up or move up the next harvest on the Mud Lake site. I think that's going to make the critics of that site happy, and it kind of resolves the conversation here from my perspective. It was set for another harvest, I think, in 2 years. Is that right, Tia?
Yes.
They're going to move it up for this winter, and she's got in place, she and John put in place a plan here to go in with a team that will discuss how the harvest should take place. And I'm pleased with this. I don't really want to get into micromanaging the timber harvesting where I don't have to. And I think under these circumstances, I'm pleased with this progress. So I don't see anything more than I don't see anything necessary for us as a board than to have discussed this and reviewed it. I'm not making any motions at this time. I'm pleased with the responsiveness that we've gotten from our forestry team and from our executive secretary to take a look at this, and they've put some action items in place.
Well, Brad, this is Doug. Very briefly, I visited that site, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, and I remember it fairly well, although I did visit a couple other places, and I want to thank you for the initiative that you took to get up there. I know you're busy, and I did read the memo over, and from what I know about our foresters and Tia, I think what they're doing makes good sense, so I support what you just said.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, like I said, thanks to the work that that Tia and John have been putting in offline, this became kind of a, I think this is not much that we need to discuss at this point. So there's nothing else. We'll move on. The next item is, go ahead. The next item we have is item six, discussing date and time for the performance evaluation. We had talked early on, I think, about potentially doing this in June, and it hasn't come together for a lot of reasons. That time frame hasn't worked for me, and I know that it can. With the work that we needed Tia to put into preparing for this, she just hasn't been able to get that done. So, and unfortunately, I left my notes from my conversation with Tia back at the office, and I'm not there right now. Tia, what was the time frame we put together when you and I spoke?
There's an extra Tuesday in the month of June, so we talked about, and, you know, I should be able to be ready pulling, and I've begun to pull things together. I think we should, the Tuesday, June 30th, is not a scheduled board meeting, though it is a Tuesday. It's the extra Tuesday in the month. And so I should be prepared, by then, assuming that everybody else, can do a meeting in person, because we do have to do this in person in closed session.
Yep. Any comment on that plan, Doug or Matt?
This is Matt. So I just to get you guys wanted to possibly get together for a closed door session, only to discuss just for what item number six is, and we're wondering whether or not the 30th of June works possibly.
Yes.
Well, this is Doug. Any reason why we just can't do it on the next meeting, which is July 7th?
I don't think there is a reason we can't. We'll just, I think the thought.
Have an extra meeting.
Yeah, I think the thought T and I had was that, that way we don't have to do the whole other agenda, then go into the closed session. We would have to call a meeting, we would have to go into closed session on the record and then do our work.
I just looked at my calendar and I think I'm going to be here on the 30th. But I just thought, well, whatever you two want to do, I can work okay, I guess.
Yeah, I'll defer to you guys, whatever works for you two.
Okay, just looking at the 7th. and the 7th is one where I think I would have to appear by teleconference. I've got to get up to Wausau by 5 p.m., that would be pretty tight. So the 7th would not be ideal for me to do that. I am available on the 30th.
What time are you thinking? The normal time, too, or earlier? I mean, I can work around schedules, probably.
Yeah, 2 o'clock it does work for me. Okay, let's plan that then, and I can arrange for us to meet at the AG's office. We can meet at the BCPL offices. I don't know what your preference is. We'll still have to call a meeting. We'll have to teleconference, record calling of the meeting, and then we'll go into executive session to do the evaluation.
So make sure I didn't miss it. We decided on the 30th. I didn't hear for sure.
Oh, yes, Doug.
Okay,
that's
good.
Where I'm leaning.
At 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
This is Tia here. I'll work with Vicki to figure out the recording piece. We'll have to use a different line because we will be in closed session and that phone number is published. But we'll figure out a way to record the meeting, but not have it publicly available. I'll work with Vicki on that.
Yeah, we could use some kind of portable recording device. We're not required to do that under the law, but it would be my preference that if someone challenged what happened in that meeting, we'd be able to have a judge listen to it in camera and you know, assure that we didn't do anything improper. So
That well, is, we have a tape recorder. In the old days, we just turned on a tape recorder, and that would work okay.
What Doug just said makes sense to me.
Yeah. So we'll work that. We won't need a telephone line to do the recording, Tia. We can just we can use a digital recorder.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Then item 7, Doug, you wanted to put this back on to just revisit the...
Right. I would like to make a motion, which we have in front of us. I can read it if you need to. Basically, you have it in front of you, so I won't read it. But I would like to make that motion, and then I can discuss it afterwards.
So, well, I'll second the motion so we can have the discussion.
Okay. The reason I did this is probably somewhat obvious. I think it's a mixture of several things. I'll be brief. First of all, I think there was some confusion at the meeting of April 7th, and I don't mean to or want to rehash that. Second of all, to be quite candid, I think our board got a little bit of bad publicity, which I don't think any of us enjoyed. And thirdly, I think there may have been a misunderstanding, at least from my perspective. So based on that, I propose this motion to replace that one, and the point being the following. To me, it is sensible for our staff to talk about climate change when appropriate, when talking about forestry issues, when talking with other companies like Plum Creek, et cetera, who are active in Wisconsin and are concerned about it. I included a couple of attachments that I was looking at about that. So I think it's just a logical and makes sense for our staff to be allowed to discuss and talk and work around that issue. What I don't think we are interested in, at least from my perspective, and I'm open to hear you two in a moment, is we don't want our staff to be advocating. We don't want them to be out on the stump saying that they supported Senate Bill 4 or they opposed to Assembly Bill 10 or whatever, unless we decided that. I mean, again, we as a board could decide sometime in the future that we wish to take a position on something. But if we did not, then we do not support them being advocates, but that's different than being able to talk about and work on the issue. So that's why I made this motion, and I hope we can pass it.
After the meeting on April 7th, I'd looked back and I'd wished that I'd considered making some qualification to the motion at that time along these lines. Because I think that is what the goal was it wasn't to say you can't utter the phrase climate change in your work. There are debates on both sides as to how the work we do is impacted by or the work we do affects climate change. I think the goal, and if I'm wrong, correct me, but I think the goal was to avoid policy advocacy without working through the board. My primary goal in that meeting on April 7th was to resolve the question as to whether the executive secretary violated any rules or did anything improper. And I think we resolved that clearly that she hadn't. The board was aware of what was happening. They approved of it. And so I was focused on that. I didn't see the other issue as significant. I do now, of course, as Doug noted, because there's been a lot of turmoil ever since the meeting. So, I don't know, Matt, do you have anything to add to this?
Well, I mean, I think if you look back at what we said, the whole point was regarding, in theory, a lot of it was the advocacy, but my problem still would reside, continue to be that I believe it was really just obviously in regard to Tia, and that Tia doesn't, I think if we qualify it with the word policy advocacy, what does that mean? I guess the three things that Tia specifically did that I really have a problem with was the lobbying of the Congress, being on the task force, and then working with the Democrats on state legislation to address climate change. And I guess I'd ask Tia if she thinks that is that policy advocacy or not.
Are you asking me a question?
Let me bypass this, because that was, you know, there was a question as to whether those things were proper and acceptable at the time, and the answer was that they were, because the board then approved it. I think those are the kind of things we would want the board to approve before we would permit that to go. So I'm rather than.
But I guess my question, Brad, I'm sorry to interrupt, is that policy advocacy? I believe it was. I mean, you
I
said.
Think,
well,
this
is Doug. I don't think we should have to redebate that. I agree with the chair, with Brad, that's sort of an old issue. Quite honestly, though, if you want to raise it, I would say that being appointed to a task force along with 20 other people from all sides of the spectrum to look into the question of how it will affect our state isn't policy. That's research and study. So
that's
not advocacy.
My question. What's policy and what's
so,
not policy?
But
I believe that to be policy.
I don't want to have to debate all that. I think that's past history, and I hope that to make this resolution so we can move on.
I guess I'll just ask a simple question. If another task force was formed today with the exact same title, would our staff, whether it's T or somebody else, be allowed to serve on that board? I believe it to be policy, but this doesn't specify.
With the phones, I can't hear anybody. Is that my phone or is that somebody else?
Off.
Horns honking. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sitting in a car, and when I opened the door, I set off the alarm.
I see. Crazy.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay, so, Brad, where were we?
I'm letting you out of the car. You said nothing about me at the door.
I'm sorry, guys.
No problem.
I'm sorry.
I think we're on the same page here that those activities would be policy advocacy that, as a board, we would want to discuss and vote on approving before that, before those activities occurred. Is that fair?
Well, again, I don't want to debate it at length, Brad, but and if it comes up, we can discuss it. I think if she was asked to serve on a task force by Governor Walker and brought it to our attention, we could decide, as we did, six, 7 years ago, that it was okay.
Yes.
Whether that's advocacy or whether that's research, we could debate that at length. I don't think it's advocacy, but I think that's irrelevant for the current situation.
Okay. I would characterize that as advocacy, at any rate, are we in a position to go ahead and call a vote on this or any other discussion?
I'll just make one last comment, then you're welcome to have the vote on it. I mean, I guess what I'd say is when you change the wording to be like this, I mean, first and foremost, I think anything related to global warming or climate change, it's just not that, we're not that, we only have 9 employees, 2.5 up north, and it wasn't, nothing dealt with them, and this was really more with Nelson, because that was the advocacy. No other employee went out to Washington, D.C. to testify before Congress. And, using Commissioner LaFollette's logic, he just said that's not advocacy. So if tomorrow there was a debate in Congress on this, if we pass this as is, the way I would read it from the way Doug interpreted it would be Tia could fly out there and talk about it. And I just don't agree with that.
Well, again, this is Doug, and I don't want to keep us forever. If that were to happen, we would discuss it at that time. And you and I think, would disagree. I think if you're invited by a committee of Congress to present the results of a year-long study done here in Wisconsin by a number of people, including the utility companies and everybody else, that isn't advocacy. That's just presenting a study.
You and I
said, and therefore I want you to vote yes on legislation, but that wasn't the case. But I don't want to rehash all this anymore. I'm sorry.
Okay. So I'll call a vote on
the vote
on the motion.
So
all in favor of the motion.
This is Doug. I say aye.
This is Brad. I'll say aye.
This is Matt. I'm a no.
Okay. All right. then any future agenda items to discuss at this time?
I don't have any.
Okay. Then, Tia, anything else on Executive Secretary report?
No, you guys know what we know about the budget process from reading the papers. You know, the bonding for roads and whether or not to pull the Bucks Arena out of the budget or include it in the budget, as far as I can tell from reading the dailies, as they say, remain challenging issues. And
yeah,
looks like Joint Finance is not going to meet tomorrow. And and we have not, in, you know, because the discussions right now are not focused on the financing, which, as I've mentioned, Tom and Rich have played an active role in. They're more political in nature, so I, you know, that's we'll when we see the white smoke go up, we'll know what the answer is.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I
All
move right. we adjourn.
I'll second that.
I'll vote yes.
All right.
I
All
vote
favor,
yes.
Aye, and thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
The other people.